Hi everyone, today's parak of Rambam is the 11th chapter of Hilchos Nedarim. In this parak, Rambam will begin a discussion of the concept of hafara, where somebody who is either the father of a young girl or the husband of a woman is able to remove her Nedarim even without having to go through the regular process of going to a Torah scholar to remove it. Halacha Aleph. Katan ben shnei masrei shana v'yom echad uktana bas achas esrei shana v'yom echad shnishbu onadru beinidre iser beinidre hektish bokin osan b'sholon osan. When a young boy, when he's 12 years old in one day, or a young girl, when he's 11 years old in one day, either take a neder or a shvua, whichever type of neder, one which is of the nidre iser category or the nidre hektish category, in that case, we investigate them and we ask them some questions. Im yodin l'shem mi nadro l'shem mi hektisho v'nishbu. If they understand to whom they had been taking this vow and understood the concepts of how they were sanctifying this or they had sworn, in that case, their nedarim, their shvuos, are going to be binding. They're having made something hektish. To have sanctified it, it will be binding. If they don't understand these concepts, then their nedarim and anything else they might have said is not going to be binding. And they need this type of investigation throughout that entire last year, the 12th year for a girl, and the 13th year for a boy. Halacha Beis. Ketzad, I'm going to now illustrate this further. If they had taken a neder or had sanctified something at the beginning of the year, and then they had been investigated, and it was discerned that they indeed understood for whose sake this neder had been taken, they understood the concept of relating to Hashem in this way, and they understood the concept of having a neder or of making something hektish, then in that case, the neder was established as being a valid neder. And then later in the year, even at the very end of the year, they took another neder. In that case, they need to be investigated once again for that second neder to count. And we don't assume that, well, look, since they understood things at the beginning of the year, then obviously they're still going to know it at the end of the year. No. Instead, we must investigate it at any stage during this year. Halacha Gimel. Kodem ha'zman hazeh. Afal pish amru yodin anu l'shem mi nadarnu, l'shem mi hikdashnu, ein nedre en neder, v'ein hekdash en hekdash. If it's before this age, before the age of 12 years and one day for a boy, or 11 years and one day for a girl, even if it's discerned that these children claim they understood for whose sake they had taken this neder, they understood for whose sake they had sanctified this item, nonetheless, they are totally disregarded. On the flip side, if they are beyond this point, when they're already 13 years and one day for a boy or 12 years and one day for a girl, in that case, even if they claim that they don't understand what they were doing, it doesn't matter. Regardless, their neder, their hektish, is going to be binding. And this is even true if they haven't yet begun to hit the stage of puberty where they'll have two produced hairs. V'zuhi onas nedarim hamur b'chol makom. This is what we refer to when we say the times when a neder will take effect that's mentioned in all the different sources. Halacha Dalet. Once they reach the years of adulthood, in that case, their nedarim are binding. This is, even though they haven't yet produced the physical signs of maturity, and they are not considered to be adults regarding all other matters, as was just alluded to. And this is derived from the Torah itself, that somebody who's already getting close to the age of an adult, that's when his status of hektish or a neder that he takes will be binding. However, even though their nedarim are binding, if they violate their neder, or they swore and then took it back, they exchanged it for something else, they still won't receive lashes in basin until they reach full adulthood, until they produce the physical size of maturity, which is those two hairs. However, if one of these young adults had gone ahead and sanctified something, and then a true adult came along and benefited from that sanctified item, in that case, that person will receive lashes, because since this was a full-fledged Torah neder, then the person who violated it simply had done me'ilah and will receive lashes. Halacha Vav. When is it true that a girl who's 12 years old in one day, her nedarim will be binding? This is assuming that she's not still in the domain of her father or in the domain of a husband. If, however, she's still in the domain of her father, even though she's reached the stage of adulthood, but she still counts as a girl who is a nara, which, as we've seen from earlier sections of the Mishnah Torah, means she's beyond the age of 12, she's now reached the stage of physical maturity, for the ensuing 6 months she'll be defined as a nara, until afterwards she becomes a bogeres. So if she's in that window of being a nara, so then her father is able to waive any one of her nedarim and any one of her shvuos on the day that he or hears of it. As the pasuk says, all the vows and anything that she prohibits upon herself that she takes, then her father is able to stop her from doing them. He's able to waive them. He's able to nullify them. Halacha zayin. Va'an masai aviyah mefer. Until what age is her father able to do this? When does he have the power until? Ad tivgar. Until she reaches the full stage of adulthood. As we just alluded to, that means after her 6 months of being a nara, she automatically proceeds to becoming a bogeres. Once she hits that stage, her father is no longer able to waive her nedarim. Bagra, eno mefer la, vare kol nedarot shebosah, keneder almano grusha, shenet marbahen, kol asher asra alnafsha, begomer. Once she hits the stage of a full-fledged adult, once she becomes a bogeres, so then the father is no longer able to remove her nedarim, and instead, there will be binding, anything she has, a neder, a shvur, or the like, just as would be true for a widow or a divorcee, woman who is not under the domain of her father, or under the domain of a husband. As the pasuk says, anything that she prohibits upon herself, it will be binding. Now, regarding the husband's ability to do the same process of hafara, of waiving his wife's nedarim or shvuos, when does that kick in? That's only once they reach the second stage of marriage, what we refer to as chuppah. He has the ability to do this, to waive it, forever. It doesn't matter what age she is, until the point where he divorces her, and actually the get reaches her hands. If it's a case of doubt as to whether or not she's been divorced, so in that case, he is no longer able to nullify her vows. If he had given her the bill of divorce, the get, on condition, or that it should take effect after a certain amount of time, during that time, in the interim, before the condition is fulfilled or not fulfilled, or until that time is reached, he is not supposed to nullify her vows. Similarly, if a woman had heard that her first husband had died, and then she goes and gets remarried, and then it turns out that her first husband was still alive, in that case, neither the first nor the second husband is able to do this process of waiving her nedarim. Ha'isa mechayvei lavin, ve'ein tzarech lomar mechayvei asei, ve'hefer nedareha, harei ilu mufarin. If the husband and wife were prohibited from being married, either because of a negative command, or even simply because of a positive command, then even though they're not supposed to have been married, nonetheless, the marriage is binding, and therefore, if the husband nullifies her vows in this type of marriage, which is technically a sinful marriage, nonetheless, the vows are indeed going to be nullified. Lachates. Na'ar marasa, ein mefer nedareha, ela av im habal ke'achad. If a girl is at the stage of being a nara, and she has only been betrothed, the first stage of marriage, not the second stage of marriage, in that case, the husband and the father are able together to nullify her nedarim. Im hefer echel levado, ein mufar. If only one of them on his own nullifies it, though, it will not be nullified. Hefer abal levado, v'avar al nidra, kodem shiofer av, ein aloka. If the husband alone had nullified her vow, and then she transgressed it before the father had a chance to nullify it, in that case, she won't receive lashes. Halachuyud, meit ha'aras, chazor l'shos avia. If the one that she had been betrothed to, the aras, dies, in that case, she goes back to be fully under the domain of her father. and therefore any vow that she might take, the father is able to nullify just as had been true before she had been betrothed. Meis av achar shenitz arsa, v'nadra achar moso, ein abal mefer, she'ein abal mefer nidra ishto ad shetikonis l'chapa. If the father dies after she's been betrothed, and then she takes a neder after his death, in that case, the husband-to-be, the one who has already married her on the first level of marriage, but not on the second one, he is unable to nullify her nedarim at that stage, because a husband is only able to nullify her vows all on his own sum once they actually reach the second stage of marriage, once they hit nisuin with the chuppah. Lachiyad Aleph. Nara arusa shenadra v'shama aviha v'lo shama arusa v'nis garsha bo bayom v'nis arsa la'acher bo bayom afilu l'meya avia ubaila ha'acheron mefer nidareha shenadra b'fnei aras rishon v'mnei shelo yatzda rushas atzma sha'achas shedayin hi b'rushas a'av v'nei shehi nara. If a woman was a nara and had been betrothed, and she had taken a neder, and her father had heard about it, but the one she was betrothed to had not heard about it, and he had divorced her on that very same day, and then she became betrothed to another person on that very same day. It's important for it to be the very same day for the father's ability to still waive the vow, to still be binding. And even if this happens 100 times, ultimately, the final husband, the one that she's currently betrothed to, along with her father, are able to nullify her vows, even the vows that she had taken while she was betrothed to that first betrothed person. The rationale for this is because all along she never went out to her own domain, not even for a moment, because she was always under the domain of the father, because she is a nara, and therefore the ability to remove her nedarim still is relevant and present even with this last husband. Halach Yud Beis. Avla Isha Hanesua Shenadra V'lo Hefer La Baila V'Gersha Bo Bayom V'Achzira Bo Bayom Eino Yachal HaFer Shere Yast L'Rushas Atzma Achar Shenadra Afal Pi Shenadra B'Rushuso V'Hi Ata B'Rushuso Ho V'Yast L'Rushas Atzma Beintayim Niskayim Nidreha. In contrast, if a woman was fully married, she reached the second stage of marriage, of Nisuin, and she had taken a neder, and her husband had heard about it but had not nullified it, and he had divorced her on that same day, and then he remarried her on that same day. Nonetheless, he is unable to nullify, to waive her neder, because during that period, she had gone out to her own domain once she had taken the neder. And this is even though, at the time when she had taken the neder, she was in his domain, and right now she's in his domain. Nonetheless, since she went out to her own domain in between, then her nedarim are going to be binding permanently. Halacha Yud Gimel. Nara mo rasa shenadra v'lo shama avia v'lo baila v'nis garsha v'nis arsa l'achir. Afilu la'achar kama yamim kishayishma ava bala acharon mefer nedareha shenadra b'fnei aris harishon ho v'lo shama osama aris harishon. If a woman had been betrothed while in the stage of a nara, and she had taken a neder, and neither her father nor her betrothed had heard about her neder, and then she was divorced from that first betrothed person, and then was betrothed to another person or another person, even if it was after a long period of time, when the father and the current, the final husband, hears about it, then they have the ability to waive her nedarim, even the nedarim that she had taken while she was betrothed to that first individual, since the original aris, the one that she had been betrothed to initially, had not ever heard about it. Halacha Yud Dalet. Nara mo rasa shenadra v'shama avia levado v'hefer la umeis aris kodem shishma v'nis arsa bo bayom afilu lemea avia v'arusa achru mefiyem nedareha shenadra b'fnei aris rishon shemeis kodem shishma. If a woman is a nara and she has been betrothed, and she takes a neder, and her father hears about it, but him alone, and he nullifies her neder. And then the one she was betrothed to dies before he hears about it. And then on that same day, she goes and is betrothed to another person, even if it happens 100 times. Her father and the last, the current husband, they are able to nullify her nedarim, even the ones that she had taken while she had been betrothed to that original person she had been betrothed to, the one who had died before he had heard about it. Halacha Tesvav. Shoma aris rishon, v'hefer, umeis, v'achar kach shoma av, v'nis arsa la'acher bo bayom, avia im aris acher mefer nedareha. If the man that she had been betrothed to heard about her neder and had nullified it, and then he died, and then afterwards her father hears about it, and she was betrothed to somebody else on that day that her father heard about it, so then the father, as well as that new husband, they are together able to nullify her nedarim. Halacha Tzayin. Shama aviha v'lo shama aras, umeis bo bayom ha'aras, osha shama gam aras, v'hefer, osha shasak, umeis bo bayom, nisrok n'rishas la'av, v'av yachal hafer. If the father had heard about the neder, but the one she was betrothed to had not heard about it, and then he had died on that day. Or that he had heard about it, and he had also nullified it. Or he had been silent and had died on that day. In all of these circumstances, the ability to waive her nedarim goes back to the father alone, and he is still able to nullify it all on his own. Shama aras v'kiim umeis bo bayom, o sheshama v'shaseach umeis bayom shlacharav, ein av yachol hafer. If, however, the one who she was betrothed to had heard about it and had chosen directly not to nullify it, but rather to ratify it, to enable the neder to be binding, and then he had died on that day, or he had heard about it and had been silent, and then died on the next day. In other words, he gave up the opportunity to nullify it, and that is the same as if he had ratified it. In that case, the father is no longer able to nullify it on his own, and therefore, at all. Halacha Yud Zayin. Gersha aros afar sheshama, harei zeh safek im agershin kishtika, v'yofer av im abal ha'achron, she'ares bo bayom, o agershin kmo shekiim, aros rishon, she'kvar neskayim u'nadar. If a woman had been divorced after this aris, this one she was betrothed to, had heard about it, in that case, it's uncertain whether the divorce is as if he was silent, and then the father is able to nullify it along with a new husband that she was betrothed to on that day, or no, whether the divorce is if he had specifically chosen to ratify any of her nedarim, and therefore the father is unable to nullify her nedarim now. Lachi Yilches. Shama av v'hefer lo, umeis av. V'achar kach shama habal, afilu shama habal kodim shama sa'av, lo nisrok nam rishus labal, v'enu yachal hafer lo olam, achar mos ha'av, she'in aras mefer ela b'shufus. If the father had heard about the neder, and had nullified, and then had died, and then afterwards, the one she had been betrothed to hears about it, even if he had heard about it before the father had died, in that case, unlike with regards to the father, this person that she's betrothed to does not have the ability to receive that ability to nullify her nedarim all on his own, again, as the father had in a similar case, and ultimately, he won't be able to nullify it once the father has died, because, as we've seen, the one that she's betrothed to is not able to nullify things all on his own. He can only do it along together with the father in partnership. Halachi Yotes. Shama aras v'hefer la umeis, v'achar kach shama av, o shama av v'hefer la umeis habal kodim shishma, Eina av levado yachol hafer nedarim elu sheniru la'aras rishon ela b'shutfus aras ha'achron im nisarsa bo bayom kamo shiarda. If the one that she had been betrothed to had heard about it and had nullified it and had died, and then afterwards the father hears about it, or the father had heard about it and he had nullified it, and then the one she had been betrothed to had died before he had heard about it, in that case the father is not going to be able to nullify the neder all on his own, since they had been present. They had appeared before the one that she had been betrothed to, since he had heard about it. Or it had been standing for him to hear about it, and he had died before he had a chance to hear about it. In that case, the father is going to be unable to do it on his own. The only way he'll be able to nullify her nedarim is if he has the partnership along with some new person that she becomes betrothed to on that day, as the Rambam has already explained. Ha-chachaf. Nadra b'hefer la'aviyah levado, v'lo shama aros ach nechsa l'rishuso, eino yach l'hafer. If a woman who had been betrothed while she was in the stage of a nara had taken a neder, and her father alone had heard about it and nullified it, but the one she had been betrothed to didn't hear about it until after she entered into his domain fully, until the second stage of marriage, until nisuin, in that case, he's not going to be able to nullify her nedarim. He's only able to before she enters his domain fully, and that, as we've seen, only together along with the father. Lefikach, ha'derach tamid yichum ad shelo teiti pitom rishuso, omer la kol nedar b'shenedar b'sof b'si hari hein muvar. Therefore, the way of those that are wise, the Torah scholars, is that before their daughters leave their domain, they would state that any vow you took while in my house are going to be nullified. They're going to be waived. Halach chaf aleph. V'chein ha'bal ad shelo tikon ez rishuso, omer la kol nedar b'shenedar me sha'aris teich ad shelo tikonsi b'sof b'si, harhin mufarn, sha'abal mefer nidre ishto afal pi shelo shamosa. In a similar fashion, the husband would say to her before she enters into his domain that any vow that you've taken from the time that I had done kedushin to you, the first stage of marriage that I had betrothed you, until you fully entered into my home, those should be nullified, because a husband has the ability to nullify any neder of his wives, even though he hadn't yet heard about them. Lach chaf beis, Halacha av im shluchei abal, o shehalchu shluchei av im shluchei abal, adayin aviyu ba'al mefer nedarecha. If the father had gone along with the messengers of the husband who had come to bring the girl into his home, or the father's own messengers had gone along with the messengers of the husband, so in that case, she's still viewed as being in her father's domain as well as her husband's domain, and thus the two of them can remove her nedarim together. Masar av l'shluchei abal, o shemasar av l'shluchei abal, ein av yachol l'hafer, shrei yatzas mirushuso, v'lo abal yachol l'hafer, she'ein abal mefer b'kodmin k'mo shebi'arnim. If, however, the father had given her over to messengers of the husband, or the father's messengers had given her over to messengers of the husband, in that case the father can no longer remove her nedarim, and the husband also can't, because in this case she's left the father's domain once he gave her over in this sense, and as we've seen, the husband's only able to remove her nedarim once they are fully married, once she enters into his domain. In the case of a woman who's waiting for levirate marriage to be done to her, even if the one who's going to do levirate marriage has already indicated that he wishes to do so, he's already done the equivalent of kedushin to this woman, designating her to have yibum done to her. And even if there's only one man who's standing to do it for one woman, it's obvious that they are going to do it one with the other one. In that case, he still is unable to remove her nedarim until he has already had relations with her.
Ela av levado hu shemefer kol shetidor afilu asa ba yav maimer ena kinar morasa sheina maimer kona bivama kinu gamor kemo shviarna.
If this woman who was waiting to have levirate marriage done to her was a woman who was in the stage of being a nara, and she had also only been betrothed to the deceased brother who didn't have any children, in that case, the father is able to still remove her nedarim all on his own. She's not like a woman who's considered betrothed and a nara, at which point the two of them, the father and the husband, would remove the nedarim. Because in this case, as we've seen, the would-be husband, the one who's standing to deliver marriage, is not really considered her husband yet. And even though he might have already done this stage of mimer to her, designating her for the process of yibum to be done to her, nonetheless, that doesn't actually complete a marriage between them, as we've explained.
If
a woman who was in the stage of a nara had been fully married off by her father, she had reached the stage of the nisuin, and then she had either been widowed or divorced from that later stage of marriage, in that case, it is as if she was an orphan during her father's lifetime, and her father is unable to remove her nedarim, even though she's still at the stage of being a nara.
Halachafav, the final halach in the parak. Na'amu rasa shenadra v'lo shamu nedareha aviha ubaila ad shebagra o ad shenesis shoma b'chaya av hari nedareha kayamin v'ein abal yachol hafer shari yatzis mershus aviha shumei for imo b'shutfis v'adayin lo nechus l'rshus abal.
If a girl who was in the stage of a nara, who had been betrothed and had taken a neder, and her father and her husband had not heard about her nedarim until she reaches the stage of becoming a bogeres, or until she has become the equivalent of a girl who's been orphaned during the lifetime of her father, as we saw in the previous halacha, then in that case, her nedarim are going to be binding, and her husband is unable to remove them, because she's already left the domain of her father, and this husband needs that father in order to be able to remove her nedarim in a partnership, and she has not yet entered into his domain, so he can't do it on his own, and thus, her nedarim are going to be binding. Have a wonderful day.